Good morning. This is another daily inspiration from Roy Ulrich. I'd like to share with you today about some of the attributes of God. Actually, I want to talk about that this week, some of the different attributes of God. I'd like to begin with one that I believe is probably one of the most important attributes of God. While all of them are very important, it seems like God's love is one of the key ones. And I say that because I believe out of that flow others of his attributes as well. The Bible doesn't tell us that God is merciful in just those exact words, or that he is faithful. We know that he is those things, but the Bible does say God is love. And, you know, it's not enough to say, well, God has love. And yes, he does, but God is love. All that he does is embodied in his love. God demonstrated his love to Adam and Eve as they walked together and communed together in the Garden of Eden before they sinned. There was fellowship there. They enjoyed each other's presence. God was able to show his love to them, I believe, in many different ways, and they walked in his love. And then, after Adam and Eve sinned, God continued to show them his love. In the third chapter in Genesis, in the 15th verse, right in that chapter where God was meting out their punishment to them for their sin and the punishment to the serpent, right with the punishment, God promises a Savior, a Redeemer. That's a real demonstration of his love. He was meting out punishment to them, but at the same time, he told them of a Savior, a Redeemer. That's his love. God also showed to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob his love. God made a covenant with Abraham. God told him that he would bless him and bless his seed forever. Those that bless them would be blessed. Those that curse him would be cursed. And God demonstrated his love to Abraham in many ways, and on to Isaac and to Jacob. There are different things in their lives that we can read about where we understand and see clearly how God really showed his love to them. Later on in the Bible, we see again how God showed his love to the children of Israel. For example, after they were in Egypt for over 400 years in bondage there, God led them out of Egypt. God carefully chose the path to take them from Egypt to Canaan. The Bible specifically says he took them through the wilderness rather than the shorter way, because they weren't prepared to face war. And there again, another illustration of the love that God had for his people. As we read about the life of the children of Israel, they journeyed from Egypt through the wilderness on into Canaan, and we read of the rebellion and the murmuring and all the grumblings against God that the children of Israel did, and how God's patience, my, and long-suffering with them really was a demonstration of his love. He cared for them, and he led them from Egypt safely into Canaan. Yes, there were a lot of things on the way that they had to learn, a lot of lessons, but God's faithfulness, his patience, his long-suffering, and those are all attributes of God, too, and we're going to talk about some of them later on. His love shines so brightly in all those things as we read of that, as God led them from Egypt and finally into Canaan. In due time, the Lord Jesus Christ came. God chose that time in history, that specific time in history when Christ came nearly 2,000 years ago. God chose that time as the time to send the Redeemer, the Savior, Christ, the Messiah. And so he came. And my, What a change, what a coming the Savior made. His life changed the world. Again, a demonstration of the love of God. Christ came, ministered here for a few years, and then laid his life down for us. And that act was probably the greatest demonstration of the love of God. We can talk here this morning for just a few minutes here about the love of God and can't begin to scratch the surface of the depth of the love of God to us. Christ came, laid down his life, that we might have eternal life, that we might have life and live in him. We are able today to experience his love, his life in us, because he loved us. What a beautiful reality to experience the love of God in our hearts today. You know, as we walk with the Lord and encounter various trials, various temptations, and various difficulties that come our way, if we are faithful and fight the good fight of faith, we experience the Lord Jesus Christ by his Spirit coming alongside of us, encouraging us, nurturing us, guiding us. That's his love, nothing but his love. He is for us. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is for us, and that also is an expression of his love. There are so many things that we see and know that are expressions of his love to us. Sometimes we don't always recognize them as that, but they are. There are so many. So many ways that God demonstrates his love to us today. Also, by faith, we look forward to the consummation of God's love to us in eternity with him. That will be the final act of his love, I believe, that we will experience in a more deeper way the love of God. In a way that we cannot enjoy here, in a way that we do not know here, because we are in the flesh, in physical bodies. But as we rise together to meet the Lord and are with him throughout all eternity, I believe that we will experience his love in a much greater, deeper, fuller way. God's love is so great. It is my desire that everyone listening to my voice here this morning would learn to know the depth of the love of God. God is love. He not just has love, he is love. And because he is love, he is merciful. He is patient. He is long-suffering. He is not willing that any should perish. He is faithful. And on and on and on we could go, talking about many of the good attributes of God, because his love to us is great. Well, God bless you. I think I'll sign off for this morning. I know it doesn't seem like a whole lot of time here to talk about the love of God. One of the songwriters said, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Well, how true that is. God's love is a vast subject. It is so great. It is so powerful. And I trust that you have learned to experience that powerful force in your life, the love of God. God bless your day.